Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Hello, this is Michael, continuing with more articles from the inside pages of the Odessa American, published Thursday, June 30th. DPS increases enforcement during July 4th weekend. The Texas Department of Public Safety, Texas Highway Patrol, will be initiating two traffic safety campaigns during the holiday weekend, looking for people violating traffic laws from Friday through Monday, a press release stated. Our nation's freedom is something worth celebrating, and I encourage everyone to do it in a responsible way, DPS Director Stephen McGraw said in the press release. This includes being mindful of our state's traffic laws and being courteous of other drivers on the road so everyone can have a good holiday. Operation Holiday will run July 2nd through July 4th and will target drivers who violate traffic laws, including those speeding, not wearing their seatbelts, or driving while intoxicated. During the 2021 campaign, there were 55,776 citations and warnings issued. This includes 17,376 citations and warnings for speeding, 2,006 for people driving without seat belts or child safety seats, and 1,632 for people driving without insurance. In addition, there were 298 people arrested for driving while intoxicated, 280 felony arrests, and 145 fugitive arrests. Operation CARE will run from July 1st through July 4th and focuses on reducing crashes and violations of the state's Move Over, Slow Down law. From January 1st through June 7th, there were 4,135 Move Over, Slow Down violations. The law requires all drivers to slow down when police, fire, and EMS, as well as Texas Department of Transportation vehicles and tow trucks, are stopped on the side of the road with their emergency lights activated. DPS offers the following safety tips for people driving during the 4th of July holiday. Don't drink and drive. Make alternate plans if you are consuming alcohol. Move over or slow down for police, fire, EMS, TxDOT vehicles, and tow trucks stopped on the side of the road with emergency lights activated. Buckle up, everyone, in the vehicle. It's the law. Slow down, especially in bad weather, heavy traffic, unfamiliar areas, or construction zones. Eliminate distractions while driving, including the use of mobile devices. Texas law prohibits the use of portable wireless devices to read, write, or send an electronic message unless the vehicle is stopped. If you're using a navigation device or app, have a passenger operate it so you can keep your eyes on the road. Drive defensively, as holiday travel can present additional challenges. On multi-lane roads, use the left lane for passing only. Not only is it courteous driving and avoids impeding traffic, Texas law requires slower traffic to keep to the right and use the left lane for passing only when posted. Don't cut in front of large trucks and try not to brake quickly in front of them. They can't maneuver as easily as passenger vehicles and pickup trucks. If you can steer it, clear it. If you are involved in a non-injury crash and your vehicle can be moved, clear the traffic lanes to minimize traffic impact. Leaving vehicles in a traffic lane increases traffic congestion and leaves those involved with an increased risk of harm or a secondary wreck. On some highways, if you don't move your vehicle when it's safe to do so, it's against the law. Keep the Texas Roadside Assistance number stored in your phone. Dial 1-800-525-5555 for any type of assistance. The number can also be found on the back of a Texas driver's license. Check your vehicle to make sure it is properly maintained and always ensure your cargo is secure. Report road hazards or anything suspicious to the nearest law enforcement agency. Monitor weather and road conditions wherever you are driving. For road conditions and closures in Texas, visit Drive Texas. Guatemalan citizen sentenced for assaulting a federal officer, Alpine. The Department of Justice issued a press release that detailed Robinson Mendoza Gomez, 22, a Guatemalan citizen, was sentenced on Monday to 21 months for assaulting a federal officer. According to court documents, on December 14, 2021, Border Patrol agents near Van Horn attempted to apprehend a group of suspected undocumented non-citizens. Mendoza demanded one of the agents release a person in the group. Mendoza then charged and struck the agent, injuring the agent's face. An assault on a federal officer is detrimental to a peaceful society and impacts us all, Executive Assistant U.S. Attorney Christy Callahan stated in the press release. The United States Attorney's Office takes such violations seriously and will vigorously prosecute them. The men and women of the United States Border Patrol work tirelessly to keep our borders safe every day. FBI El Paso Special Agent in Charge Jeffrey R. Downey stated in the press release. Assaults on Border Patrol agents or any other law enforcement officer will not be tolerated and will be investigated swiftly by our office so they can continue to carry out their sworn duty to protect our community and nation. On March 2nd, Mendoza pleaded guilty to one count of forcibly assaulting a federal officer. Mendoza has remained in federal custody since his arrest on December 14, 2021. The FBI investigated the case. Assistant U.S. Attorney Scott V. Greenbaum prosecuted the case.
Hi, this is Linda. I'm reading the Midland Reporter Telegram for Thursday, June 30th, 2022. Community Calendar. Star-Spangled Salute. When? Saturday. Where? Centennial Park. Parade. 59th Annual Children's Parade. Registration at 9 a.m. Parade starts at 10 a.m. Food and vendors, 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Food court to include funnel cakes, popcorn, barbecue, snow cones, and more. Shopping and information on Texas Avenue. Beer garden, 6 to 10 p.m. for 21 and over. Cool zone, 6 to 10 p.m. located on Wall Street. Fun zone, 7 to 9 p.m. Concert, 7 to 9 p.m. Fireworks, 10 p.m. Events. MCT's Summer Mummers, Friday and Saturday, July 8th and 9th, 15th and 16th, 22nd and 23rd, and 29th and 30th at the Yucca Theater. Rockhounds Post-Game Fireworks, Friday through Sunday at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Star-Spangled Salute, Saturday. Firecracker Fandango, 6 to 10 p.m. Saturday in Odessa. Charlie Crockett, Jukebox Charlie, Sunday at the Wagner Knoll Performing Arts Center. Midland Community Band's Patriotic Concert, 2 p.m. July 4th at the Wagner and Brown Auditorium on the Midland College campus. Free. Bill Engvall, July 8th at Wagner Knoll Performing Arts Center. Summer Sunday Lawn Concert Series, Treaty Oak Revival, July 10th at Museum of the Southwest. Cinema Under the Stars, Ocean Themed, July 10th at Wagner Knoll Performing Arts Center. Free. Summer Sunday Lawn Concert Series, Tall City Band, July 17th at Museum of the Southwest. Celebration of the Arts premiere party, July 15th at Schaap Center. Gene Watson, July 15th at the Wagner Knoll Performing Arts Center. The Masked Singer National Tour, July 16th at the Wagner Knoll Performing Arts Center. Celebration of the Arts, July 16th and 17th. Franco Escamilla Tour Gabby, July 22nd at the Wagner Knoll Performing Arts Center. Dwight Yoakam, July 23rd at the Wagner Knoll Performing Arts Center. Tracy Morgan, July 24th at the Wagner Knoll Performing Arts Center. Killer Queen, July 26th at the Wagner Knoll Performing Arts Center. Show of Supports Shoot for Heroes Clay Shoot, July 29th at Windwalker Farms. Midland Gun and Blade Show, July 30th and 31st at the Horseshoe. Summer Sunday Lawn Concert Series, Unsweet Teas, July 31st at the Museum. Movies in the Park. All movies start at dusk in the city of Midland. Cruella, July 8th at C.J. Kelly Park, 5500 League Drive. Sing 2, July 22nd at Dennis the Menace Park, 2201 West Indiana. Encanto, July 29th at Hogan Park, 1201 East Wadley. Luca, August 12th at Centennial Park, 200 West Wall. Monthly Meeting. Parkinson's Disease Monthly Meeting, 5:30 p.m. first Tuesday at Mid-Cities Church. For more information, call 432-684-3999. City of Midland Pool Schedule. Doug Russell Aquatic Center, 900 North Midland Drive. Washington Aquatic Center, 1601 East Indiana. $3 per person, and children ages 2 and under are free. Days and hours this weekend. Friday and Saturday, noon to 3 p.m. and 4 to 7 p.m. Sundays, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. and 5 to 8 p.m. Passes are sold 30 minutes before the posted opening times at the pool and will be limited to a 3-hour period, listed as Session A in the morning or Session B in the afternoon. Online, midlandtexas.gov/204/midland-swimming-pools. Summer Camps. Ologies Summer Camp at Sibley Nature Center. $40 for members, $45 for non-members. Ages 5 through 8, Tuesday and Wednesday, July 19th and 20th. Ages 9 through 12, Thursday and Friday, July 21st and 22nd. Discovery Camp at the Museum of the Southwest, grades 6 through 8, July 19th through 22nd. Old School Summer Camp at St. Mark's United Methodist Church for grades 2 through 6. Session 2 is July 15th through the 22nd. Online, bit.ly/oldschoolcoolregistration. Vacation Bible School. West Kentucky Baptist Church in the Spark Studios, July 18th through the 22nd.
Hello, this is Michael reading additional articles from the Midland Reporter Telegram from Thursday, June 30th's edition. Russia muscles in on Indian oil market at expense of OPEC titans, by Digbit Chakravarty and Julian Lee, Bloomberg. Watch out, Iraq and Saudi Arabia. Russia is making huge inroads into the Indian oil market and has quite possibly become the largest supplier to the giant Asian buyer. Deprived of many of its traditional European buyers, Moscow is on course to deliver somewhere between 1 million and 1.2 million barrels a day to the world's third largest oil importer this month, according to tanker tracking figures compiled by Bloomberg and two oil analytics firms. That would place it neck and neck with, or a little above, Iraq, and far ahead of Saudi Arabia. The surge in flows will be viewed with unease by Baghdad in particular, since Iraq's oil has increasingly had to discount to compete for market share in Asia. Refiners in India have been gorging on cheap Russian barrels in a way they never did before the invasion of Ukraine, making it noticeable even to Vladimir Putin, Russia's president. Europe is out. Flows to Asia rose because some European companies stopped buying, putting on onus on Russia to find alternative markets. Vessel tracking figures vary from provider to provider, depending on different assumptions and underlying information about cargoes. But figures from Kepler, Vortexa, and Bloomberg all underscore the dominant position Russia has assumed in India. Kepler's data show that arrivals of Russian oil into India averaged 1.2 million barrels a day so far in June, a quarter of all crude flowing into the country. Iraq's daily supplies will be around 1.01 million barrels, while Saudi Arabia's are on course for 662,000 a day. Vortexa figures suggest Russian deliveries of 1.16 million barrels a day, more than Iraq's 1.131 million. Tanker tracking compiled by Bloomberg indicates that 988,000 barrels a day will arrive from Russia this month, slightly below a figure of 1.003 million a day from Iraq. India has defended the Russian purchases, citing its national interest to source cheaper crude. The buying has delivered one part, a trove of cash that Russia garnered from commodity markets funding its war. Russia's muscling into the Indian and Chinese markets has been eating into share of Iraq and Saudi Arabia and the world's biggest oil-consuming region. The two nations' combined deliveries to India have dropped by about 500,000 barrels a day since April, as Russian flows ramped up, according to tracking data. When the price goes up and you are left with no option, you will buy from anywhere, Oil Minister Hardeep Singh Puri told reporters last week. We have a very well-defined understanding of what India's interests are. And now here are a couple of articles from the oil page that were published Wednesday, June 29th. OPEC Plus oil output is half a billion barrels behind on supply deal, by Sama L. Wardeny, Bloomberg. OPEC Plus is more than half a billion barrels behind on its pledge to supply world markets with oil, exacerbating concerns about the group's ability to balance the global market. In May 2020, the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries and Allies joined forces to coordinate production cuts aimed at rebalancing the global oil market. Since then, the group, known as OPEC Plus, has pumped a collective 562 million barrels less than levels stipulated in the agreement, according to data from its Joint Technical Committee, which analyzes crude markets on behalf of ministers. OPEC Plus's compliance rate with the deal to reduce output soared to 256% in May as members produce 2.7 million barrels a day below their collective target. The group has been struggling for months to deliver the volumes of oil to the market that it has pledged, as some members contend with diminishing investment in operational issues. Spare capacity is confined to the core members of the Persian Gulf, and even their untapped supplies may be eclipsed by the losses caused by sanctions on Russia in retaliation for the invasion of Ukraine. But now there are doubts about just how much more supply OPEC Plus could bring to the market. On Monday, French President Emmanuel Macron told his U.S. counterpart at the G7 summit that UAE ruler Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed said OPEC Plus's two leading oil exporters are already pumping almost as much as they can. In response, UAE oil minister Suhail Al-Mozari said the nation's crude output is about 3.17 million barrels a day, close to its production ceiling in the OPEC Plus agreement. Oil extends gains, G7 leaders look at oil price cap, by Julia Franzaris and Alex Longley, Bloomberg. Oil rose for a third day as global output threats compound already red-hot markets for physical supplies, while the Group of Seven agreed to look into a price cap for Russian oil. West Texas Intermediate futures rose to trade near $112 on Tuesday. G7 leaders said they want ministers to urgently examine how prices of Russian oil and gas can be curbed, a move that comes as government data shows that Urals has appreciated relative to Brent crude. The most notable moves in recent days have been in more specialist market gouges. A contract known as the Dated to Frontline Swap, an indicator of the strength in the key North Sea market underpinning much of the world's crude pricing, hit a record of more than $5 a barrel. The rally comes amid growing supply outages in Libya and Ecuador, exacerbating ongoing market tightness. "We're in the crunch period. It's hard to see any meaningful price relief for crude," said John Kilduff. "There's a lot of strength with China relaxing its COVID restrictions and starting its independent refiners. We're going to have another chunk of demand for crude oil as China relaxes its COVID-19 restrictions." Oil is up about 50% this year, but the strength in physical markets has run contrary to a sharp slide in headline prices in recent weeks. While fears of a global economic slowdown have weighed on futures, demand remains robust for now. U.S. retail gasoline prices remain near record highs, causing pain for consumers. A recovery from COVID-19 and a shortage of refining capacity to make fuels continue to keep prices at record highs. The tight supply situation is in itself revealing in the WTI Brent spread that grew to $6.19, the widest in almost 3 months. European demand will remain robust, especially as natural gas supplies run out, while the North American demand for crude is weakening, said Ed Moya, senior market analyst at Oanda.
Vivegron and Tamsa Lawson, "Dear Dr. Roach, I'd like your advice on a new prescription drug, Vivegron, for reducing prostate enlargement when taken with Tamsa Lawson. Should I be concerned about any side effects that you might be aware of? I'm considering participating in the study since I'm currently taking Tamsulosin with no side effects, AT. Answer: Vibegron. Gemtesa is a newer drug used for symptoms of overactive bladder. It activates receptors called beta-3 receptors in the bladder that then relax the bladder wall and increase bladder capacity. Vibegron doesn't affect the prostate at all. However, men with lower urinary tract symptoms are often assumed to have prostate enlargement as the underlying cause, when in fact they may have overactive bladder in addition to or even instead of an enlarged prostate. Tamsulosin Flomax relaxes muscle tone inside the prostate, allowing for better urinary flow. A study published just last year showed that adding Vibragon to a prostate treatment such as Tamsulosin improved some symptoms of overactive bladder. Often patients get incomplete relief from treatment of enlarged prostate before seeing a urologist to treat overactive bladder with great improvement. Side effects of Vibragon, like other beta-3 agonists, are generally mild. Some men have had an increase in the blood pressure with Mirabegron, the other available beta-3 agonist. So that is worth keeping an eye on.
Dear Abby, for Thursday, June 30th. Abusive husband manipulates wife and kids living in shelter. Dear Abby, I am the mother of two small children. I have separated from their verbally abusive, alcoholic father. I returned to my grandmother who raised me and tried to get a job. I couldn't find one quickly because we went into quarantine and my uncles made me move out. I currently live in a women's shelter with my children, and I finally got a job. My problem is my husband still acts like we are getting back together, and he's embarrassed that we are living here. I want a divorce, but he won't talk about it, and threatens not to send money to support me and the children. He doesn't send much, but I have enough gas to get everywhere during the week. He keeps telling me how much money he makes now, and that he can get us a nice place where he is, or he can come stay a whole week with us when he's off. I don't want him to come stay with us. When I tell him this, he gets angry and hangs up, but then calls back the next day to say the same thing. I can't get him to understand that I don't want to be with him anymore, and I'm tired of his abuse. The last time I lived with him, he accidentally knocked our son into the couch and walked out. He won't admit he has a problem. Any advice? Done for good. Dear Dunn, your husband persists the way he has been because he's trying to wear you down to the point that you will reunite with him. Perhaps you should accept fewer of those phone calls. If there are social workers connected to the shelter you're staying in, consult them about your predicament. Your husband cannot shirk paying child support. If he doesn't do it voluntarily, his wages can be garnished. While you're at it, reach out to the National Domestic Violence Hotline, 800-799-7233, because they may have useful suggestions about how to rid yourself of your abusive alcoholic husband. Dear Abby, our only son has moved 2,000 miles away and has no contact with his sisters or me. I know his street address and still have his email address and phone number. About 10 years ago, when I was separated from his father, we were both expressing our angst, and I more than likely negated his feelings in an email. I ran across it the other day and now realize that it may have caused the rift. Should I bring that up in an apology now, hoping he will accept my most sincere acknowledgement that I ignored his pain? If so, what do I say? I am heartbroken and cannot sleep well with this hanging over my head. Heartbroken Mom in Texas. Dear Mom, write your son and tell him you are trying to understand what has caused the rift between you. Explain that you have been going over things in your mind and found the email from so long ago. Tell him that if this is what caused it, you sincerely apologize, but that you were both going through a difficult time when the email was written, that you love him and hope he will forgive you if it caused him pain.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.